These.
Kick out football.
Good football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro Picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40.
I think that has to be upgraded now. You've probably been watching it like for 45 years.
Yeah. Close.
Yeah. All right, so Peter won again last week. I think he hit a 3 and a 2, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hit a 3, and Don, you hit your 3. So the standings remain the same, so Peter goes first.
Guys, how are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, thank you, Don.
We have time constraints, so.
Sure. Well, you know, the champ takes his time when it comes to picks.
And then it won't be on yes.
No, let me hurry. I you guys love this week. The way I feel about a week like that, when I love it so much, is to me, it that stinks a little bit. It gets a little, why do I like these lines so much?
Gamey.
It's a little gamey, because I wonder if we'll have similar picks that we all go, oh yeah, don't you love that line? And it makes me feel a little weird. All right, let's start out with my 1 point play, and that would be the Dallas Cowboys on Monday night against the Philadelphia Eagles. I believe our hunch about the Eagles originally this season is going to turn out to be right. I think Dallas clearly seems to be on the right path. They've played a couple of close ones, lost one, won one. I think this is a week where they can have a nice home resounding victory, and the Cowboys win by 10 to 13 points. I'll take the Cowboys for a 1 point
beautiful pick.
Play.
Love it.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that very much. This next one, a lot of people, I think, would love this play.
And a lot of people are talking.
A lot of people are talking about this, but to me, it still smells a little funny. But you know what? Screw it. I like it. They've been good to me so far. I'll try it again. That's right. The Raiders. 3.5 points at home against Miami? Seems stinky to me. The Raiders have been so damn good. I would have taken this line at -5.5. But hey, no worries. I'm going to roll with it anyway. Avoid the stench. I'll take my 2 point play, the Raiders giving 3.5 at home against Miami, which leads us to the big doozy this week. This is the one game that statistically it is expected that the Tampa Bay Bucs will lose at the Los Angeles Rams. But to me, at the beginning of the season, when people look at those numbers, they don't have that it factor. And that it factor tells me this may be the best Brady offense we've seen since 2007. I will take the Tampa Bay Bucks. The idea that I can get Brady giving just 1 point when they've looked this magical offensively, I'm going to give it a shot. The Rams are a very good team, but getting a team that good at -1, I love that. Bucks for my 3 point play, Raiders for my 2 point play, Cowboys for my 1 point play.
All right, I'll go first. My 1 point play, I agree with Peter. Eagles stink, let's be honest, okay? Cowboys at home, I know they're banged up. I'm taking the Cowboys at home. They could easily be going for 3-0. They've had some hard luck. They also make some boneheaded moves, but the Eagles are the Eagles. Everybody got excited in that first game. Stop. Just stop yourself. 1 point play. My number two play, love Peter's pick of the Bucks because I love the Rams. Give me the Rams. Aaron Donald is going to make Tom Brady actually consider retirement. He is going to make him pay for every dropback. Rams have a great defense. They also have a really lively offense. I think Stafford will be able to do enough against a good Buck defense. Give me the Rams. They're going to win that baby. I don't even need the point.
I'm
shocked. Give me the Rams.
I'm shocked by that. I thought you'd be with me.
No. That's why I said great pick. Now, my number three-pointer, and I've loved this from the very beginning. I loved it the way I love myself when I look in the mirror. I'm taking the Giants. I'm giving the 3 points. Do you know that the Giants are 10-1-1 against the spread in the past 12 games when they follow a Thursday night appearance? That's right. Those are the numbers that Peter's talking about. The only thing that worries me, their defense got carved up by Bridgewater and by Heinicke. They've got to be able to stop Matt Ryan. The Falcons are a bad team. They're a bad team. The Giants, I'm going to go with they're due and they have to win. This is a must win. And I think it's just going to be by 3 points. Give me the Giants. I'll give you the 3, and I'll make it a 3 point pick.
Terrible
pick. Let me hurry. I got a minute on yes. My 1 point pick, Cardinals at the Jaguars. Jaguars are not good defensively. They were shredded by Bridgewater and Taylor. Kyler Murray is going to do the same thing.
What was that name?
Kyler Murray.
Okay.
Is going to do the same thing, even more so. Might throw for 400. They'll cover the 7.5 in Jacksonville. That's my one-point play. Colts and the Titans in Tennessee. Mm. Colts have been awful. A.J. Brown and Julio Jones are going to go nuts in this one. The Colts have allowed a 100-yard receiver in both of their games to start the year. I think the Titans cover the 5.5 as my two-point play.
I was going to pick that.
And I agree with Michael as my three-point play. I think the Giants will cover the 3 at home. Sterling Shepard, 4 straight games with 7 catches and 70-plus yards. Michael gave you the numbers after a Thursday game. I think the defense will make the necessary adjustments. I think the Giants roll, cover the 3 easily as my 3-point play.
All right, wow. By the yes. By the so way, Anthony yes. Greek, Anthony Greek of yes just gave me this beautiful point for Peter's pick. Miami is 13-2 in the last 15 against the Raiders.
Yeah, this is a different Raider team. This is Vegas now. So just to recap my picks, I've got the Cardinals at -7.5 as my 1-point play, the Titans at -5.5 as my 2-point play, and the Giants -3 as my 3-point play.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Well, let's bring in the best-looking guy on the station, Rick DiPietro of DiPietro and Rothenberg. You could hear them every Monday through Friday from 5 to 8. Rick, we beat you last week.
And the week before.
No. We both lost the week before.
The week before, you had the worst pick in the history of picks. Your week one pick.
He's not wrong. He's not
but
wrong.
But you lost, too. We were...
Yeah, you guys got a game lead.
All right, so since we won, I guess we have to make our pick. Do you want to do the Giants, Don and Peter? Because
I'm fine with it.
Please,
I do
the
like
Giants.
It.
Please take the Giants.
Ooh.
Dave liked the Giants, but doesn't have the balls to make the pick. So please, and I hope you win.
You can leave out to make the pick, and it still works. So we're going to give the Giants, and we'll give the 3. So that's our team pick. What's yours?
All right, so we went back and forth this morning. Dave liked the Giants, but God forbid he actually, you know, decides that he's going to roll with his team. So we will take the Vegas Raiders and lay the Rosenberg, the 3.5.
Wow.
Good pick. Good pick.
What do you mean it's a good – we got to root against that pick, Don,
not
for many reasons.
I can still compliment the pick.
Jacoby
Brissett,
I like
that I
don't
pick
like
better.
It. Offensive line's no good, and Pete's been hot. I'm going to ride Peter Rosenberg's coattails with that beautiful camera that he's using right now.
Gorgeous, I hear you're asking questions about my camera, Rick.
The camera's amazing, dude. It looks like the sideline camera. When they score a touchdown in the NFL, they use that that new like super high-definition
yeah,
camera.
Yeah, I know.
It's
That's
phenomenal.
That's a good pull. That's a really good pull. That's exactly what it is.
Now, aren't you guys concerned that the Dolphins might be better without Tua?
No.
Interesting.
No, when he got hurt, their offense was bad, and their offensive line's no good.
To me, it's like, that's a weird, I just like the Raiders no matter what version of Miami they're getting.
The Raiders.
That's why the pick is weird to me. And the thing is, the Giants won, I can't call, guys. Like
they have to win the game. I don't care what Mike T said. I mean, this is the same Mike Tannenbaum that farted on the radio.
Oh, my God, what? When did this happen?
Do we have sound?
You didn't hear that?
No.
Anthony's got to have the sound. We had fart.
You got to find that, please. Find it.
Why would the phone be near that?
Excuse me? It was the microphone.
Oh, my.
Or it was just, you know.
They had 35 runs, 31, 35 runs, 33 passes.
No way. No way. No way. That didn't happen.
That happened.
Wait, that
did you call him out on it?
Yes.
He even said, excuse me.
He excused himself.
Wait, can I hear that one more time?
They had 35 runs, 33 passes.
No, he didn't say excuse me to that. He said excuse me to the misspeak.
Oh, I think my goodness. Happened because he had to say, excuse me, because something exploded.
That's a low point.
It couldn't be. Honestly, the only way that's real is if he was running a microphone to his pants. I mean, it can't be real.
We call them futzes with the kids.
That brings a whole new meaning to O. Tannenbaum.
Sometimes they're just meant to be heard.
I don't even know what to say.
Oh, it's too good.
I think it speaks for itself.
It's too good.
I love him.
Giants go 1-3. Their season's over. I don't care what he says. That's
ridiculous. Well, listen, the math is, but like he just complimented all the things that he feels good about the Giants. Then they shouldn't be a problem, them beating Atlanta. If they don't, then there's an issue.
Well, they're facing a real quarterback too. I mean, don't forget. I mean, they made Teddy Bridgewater and Taylor Heineke look like elite quarterbacks. Now they're going up against Matt Ryan. I know that the Falcons aren't good, but still, their defense has not been good.
Are you enjoying your show with Dave? Or does he annoy you to no end?
He's an egomaniac. You know
really?
Him. He's an egomaniac.
Really?
It's all about him. Oh,
yeah. But what exactly would make him an egomaniac? Yeah. He'd have to have accomplished something.
See, that's what I need to know. That's why the naked video of him has to be released. I mean, the fact that Sherry's with him after turning down, I mean, you name it, Brendan Fraser, Jimmy Fallon, like the list of celebrities that wanted to get after Sherry, and she picked Dave.
Also, have you taken any time to call Dave out for his fraudulence at the RJ wedding? Well, everyone's focused on me, and that's fair. He did the business where he wouldn't greet anyone. They wouldn't touch anyone. They were like, no touching. But then they sat inside all night with their masks off talking to everyone close.
And then he allowed me to dry hump him on the dance floor, too.
See, and
I was there for that.
And you guys actually had sex. That's not COVID safe.
Wow.
I had a condom on. I was good.
Okay, see?
All right, great. All right, let's keep the FCC license. Anyway, Rick, have a wonderful weekend.
Have a great weekend. Have a good call tonight, Michael.
Thank you very much. Coming up, ENN with Peter. And I'll be there, and Dom will be as well, right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.